Morning. Appreciate the prayer, continuation of prayers as always. You know, we don't just say that because we're just pre-programmed to say that. Right. We need it. And especially sometimes I feel unprepared and whatnot. You know, Dad told me last night, he was just like, yeah, I'd like for you to take some time, so bring your sword sharpened. Well, I had some thoughts in mind, and I was at a meeting this past weekend, Friday night and Saturday. Heard a lot of good preaching, had a lot of material with me, had some kind of written outline out, thought for today. But this morning, there just wasn't anything in it this morning. So please pray that the Lord is leading me into something that we need to hear. The subject of worship just seems to be keeping coming up, and a lot of the songs that we sang this morning go right along with that, with worship. But one of the aspects of worship I want to focus on this morning for a few minutes is praise. That's what we're supposed to be doing this morning when we come and we sit down and we sing these songs. This is a reason we do this. We don't just do this for filler time for people to come and get in and just you're waiting for us. No, this is a time for us to harmonize our voices together, sing praises unto His name because He is worthy of it. I can't stress that enough. He is so worthy of our praise, so worthy of my time. That's one of the most precious things we have in this life is time. What better way of spending my time than praising my God? Song, we didn't sing it this morning. I was going to call it out, but you know, we had plenty of numbers. But 35 in the hymn book. Title is, As We Go Up to Worship Here. It says, As we go up to worship here, sometimes in deep distress, we look to God to calm our fears and to fill our souls with rest. If you're feeling down in the dumps, if you're feeling the distress, this is the place to come. Amen. This is a refuge from the world. It should be. It needs to be. This needs to be the place that is filled with the love of God. If it's not, we need to search somewhere else. Second verse, our hearts sometimes so empty feel. The cross appears so great. Before His throne we humbly kneel. Oh, what a great retreat. What a wonderful retreat that we can humbly come and bow before our great Lord. You know, we have a wonderful privilege. We don't have to submit something and hope and pray that it gets to God. We have a direct line that we can talk to Him in prayer. Not only that, but He hears our prayers. I can never go so far that He cannot hear me. Amen. There's no place in this world, this planet, this universe, if you will, that I can go that He cannot hear me. What a wonderful God we serve, worthy to be praised. Psalm 117, shortest chapter in the whole Bible. Psalm 117, just two verses. Oh, but what two verses they are. It starts out with, oh, praise the Lord. That's a good start, right? Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Are all the nations going to praise the Lord? No. But a subject that's been on my mind here lately has been the Israel of God. You know, there is a nation called Israel. But the Israel of God is His elect family, born again, children of God, no matter where they are on this planet. That is the nation that needs to be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. His merciful kindness. If it wasn't for His long suffering, if it wasn't for His merciful kindness, we'd be crispy critters a long time ago. The children of Israel, could you imagine being a God that you just led them out of captivity? They were in hard bondage in Egypt. Hard bondage. Very, very bad situation they were in, and led them out. and promised them to take them to a land that flowed with milk and honey. I mean, just promises on top of promises on top of promises. And they didn't even hardly get past the threshold before they started complaining. Let's not get too hasty. I'm that way myself. I have the same God. I have the same promises. But yet I forget. One of the reasons is because I'm too filled with this world. Brings me to my next point. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 starts off, Paul's writing, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. If we're going to effectively sing praise to the Lord, we need to have our affection in the right place. If our affection are on this world, if my heart is filled with the cares, riches, and troubles of this world, I have no more room for God. Aren't you thankful that the Lord has room for you? I'm thankful that He has room for me. That we have promises that not only are we heirs, but we're joint heirs with Christ. I love to think about that. Joint heirs with Christ. Everything that's His is ours. We don't just have one little strip and slither of heaven. It's all ours. Joint heirs with Christ. You know, I'm a land surveyor by trade. And when all the times we're separating, splitting land between family members and stuff like that. And a lot of times it'll be a family and it's got a bunch of youngins or whatever. And they're wanting to divide it up equal. You know, it's not heirs of equal shares. You know, sometimes we have 40 acres and we'll have to split it five ways or something like that. No, this is joint heirs. That's the difference between equal shares and joint heirs. Right. Joint heirs, we all enjoy all of it. So these blessings we have, all this stuff that we know, He even sent His own Son to die upon the cross to bridge that gap. So we have that one that's in heaven right now making intercession for us. When I mess up, Jesus is there and I paid for that. He took care of that. And I am forgiven. And I can go to Him and ask for forgiveness. And He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We serve a great God. He deserves our praise. So that first part of that verse says, if ye then be risen with Christ. Is Christ risen? Yes, He's alive. He is sitting on His throne right now. So if He's alive, His promise He gave to us, if I live, ye shall live also. So we're arisen with Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set our affection. You know, early on when I first started exercising, a lot of times I would say affections. I remember Daddy had to point that out to me. Kindly. It was with love. But he pointed out it's affection. Singular. We need to have a single mind on the Lord. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. So as we go up to worship here. This is the place of worship. We can praise the Lord wherever we are. It doesn't matter. We no longer have to go to the temple and give forth our sacrifices of an animal. No. This is the sacrifice. Every single day. Paul would tell us to be a living sacrifice. That's what I have to do. But praising God in the worship service is a very crucial part. Amen. And I tell you, a good song service really helps the preaching. It helps me understand that there is a people here wanting to serve God. It makes me feel good because I feel as if the Spirit is here. And brothers and sisters, the only way that we as God's ministers can come before you and proclaim the gospel is by the Spirit helping us to do so. I need the power of God, and we need the Spirit here this morning. So as we go up to worship here, brothers and sisters, let us pray that we have brought the Lord with us. We've already spent some time with Him in prayer or reading some of His scriptures or coming. Just bring Him here with you with a heart that is filled and set upon God so we can praise Him the way we should. One day we will praise Him as we ought. But what about today? We have today. Let's work on it. Let's praise Him as we should. So as we go up here, as we go up to worship here, think about that. This is a privilege we have. There's some places on this planet, they don't have this privilege. This is not a privilege that all people enjoy. But if we leave off, and we slack off, the Lord said He'd come quickly and remove the candlestick. That place of light. I want this church to have light. I want this church to be warm. I want this church to still be around when my grandchildren come around. I want them to talk about grandma and grandma, granddaddy and grandma faithfully serving the church. I think about my grandparents. And my nana's still sitting here. Been here a long time. I'd like for this church to remain here even longer. But it starts with praise to His worthy name. So think about that next time on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whenever we have the opportunity to come and worship Him. As we go up to worship here, let's think about praising Him the way we should. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.